Okay. This is Harvin Poloco with 15rounds.com, and joining me on the line is Steve Uecker Cunningham. Thursday night, he will be defending his IBF title against Thomas Adamek, and it could be viewed on the Versus Network. Steve, how are you feeling today?
Feeling great, man. Really comfortable, really relaxed. Excited to get in the ring finally this year and had some fun.
It's been a while since your last fight. Tell us how you're feeling in terms of your conditioning and your strength and so on and so forth.
Conditioning is great. I mean, I'm always in the gym. I basically go to the gym every day, even with or without a fight. That's the way I am. Conditioning's been awesome. I've been swimming. I've been running. I've been doing some great sparring with Chaz Witherspoon, Eddie Chambers, Yusuf Mack, man, Dennis Hassan. I've been doing some pretty good work, man, and I'm just ready to get in and work.
Usually when fighters fight overseas, we ask them, you know, do you feel nervous fighting overseas because of, you know, all the different factors involved? But you're a rare case where your last three fights and all of your title fights have been overseas. Now that this is your first fight, it's going to be taking place in New Jersey at the Prudential Center. Does it feel a little weird now that you're fighting in America?
It does, man. It really does. Where me and my coaches and wife, we always bring up the fact that, you know, we're happy that we don't have to get a flight. It's weird that we're not getting on a plane. We were in the hotel here. We're staying at the Hilton in Newark. And we're like, wow, I felt weird. You know, I'm sitting in my room, and then I go out, I go downstairs, and I can eat at any restaurant. I can understand, you know, the menus and stuff. I'm like, wow, I forgot I'm at home.
You're training with Anthony Chase. Is there anything different in regards to this fight as there is as opposed to any of the other fights? Also including the fact that you don't have to travel, so is your training schedule a little different?
Yeah, well, no, training schedule is, you know, pretty normal. You know, we during training camp, we trained at about 1 o'clock sometimes. You know, we switched it up, 1 and then 5, but the real difference is going to be, you know, strength. You know, we've rested. You know, it's no jet lag. There's no time difference. We have to, you know, accommodate for, you know, I feel real good, man. I totally feel good.
What are your thoughts on Adamek as a fighter?
Oh, man, I think he's a great fighter, man. I think he's awesome. You know, he was light heavyweight champ, you know. Man, he put on some good fights for us, you know what I'm saying, with the Briggs fights and, you know, I'm just ready for the best Adamek to ever get in the ring. You know, that's basically what I think is going to come and try to take my belt.
Do you think he's a full-fledged cruiserweight?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he could be. I mean, some of these guys, you know, they're 175. They walk around at one high 80s, probably 190. But I mean, he's 97. He was 200 for a couple fights. I think he could. Who knows, man? He's put the weight on pretty good. I think he does look a little uncomfortable in there his last couple fights as a cruiserweight. But you know, I'm not him. He can only tell you that.
You guys have a little bit of history together, kind of indirectly of sorts. But you know, you won your title fight, Krzysztof Łodarczyk, who's a Polish guy. And if I remember correctly, I think you and Adamek did a couple of promo spots or something like that, or you guys did a commercial out there?
Yeah, we did like a little like commercial thing for the sports channel out there together right before my second fight with Krzysztof Łodarczyk. But, and you know, that's basically it. You know, we talked for a minute and separate, you know, parted ways. And I was even looking at him then, because that's when he was cruising. I'm like, wow, I might have to fight this guy, you know?
Well, what are your thoughts on his bout against O'Neal Bell? I'm sure you were able to catch that at some point.
Yes, indeed. I watched that fight. I thought Bell was doing a good job with him, you know. I thought Adamek came on better in probably like round 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But I still thought it was a close fight, but I was giving it to Adamek on the card. And then O'Neal Bell just quit, and, you know, for no apparent reason. It wasn't anything that we saw that Adamek did to him to make him quit. And you know, that's going to play into our hand because they have this false confidence, you know, about, oh, we beat O'Neal Bell. You know, we made him quit. We made him quit. So they're really high off of that. And I'm looking at that like, wow, you didn't make him quit. That guy just quit, you know, for his own personal reasons. So I don't think Adamick beat Bell. You know, Bell just quit. Bell just gave up.
Do you see anything different in Adamick's style than personally? I think he has a style that's very similar to Vladarczyk. And I also think he's capable of brawling in a style that's very similar to Marco Huck. He's kind of like the combination of the two. Is there anything different that he provides to the table that maybe you haven't experienced before?
It seems like he's trying to box a little more. You know, if you see the Bell fight, he was doing a lot of movement, using the ring. It wasn't a brawl, you know. He was trying to avoid brawling. So, I mean, I'm still expecting that Briggs Adamick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm expecting the boxing Adamick. We're expecting, like I said, the best Adamick that could possibly come to the fight. And we're prepared, man. We're very prepared.
A lot of people compare or find similarities between you and Chad Dawson. Chad Dawson faced Adamick. I saw him winning, you know, most of the rounds, that, you know, if not all of the rounds, except for one round where Chad Dawson was dropped. And did you view that fight in a sense to see what you can gain from Chad Dawson's technique in it?
Yeah, we of course, you know, Chad's a southpaw. I'm not, but we still looked at that fight. We looked at, you know, Chad Dawson basically put on a boxing lesson. He put on boxing 101. And Adamick, you know, failed the class, you know. So that basically told us, you know, he has issues with boxers. And then Chad banged with him when he wanted to. So he can be manipulated, you know. So basically our plan was just basically, you know, work, train, you know, to exactly attempt to do what Chad did, but, you know, a little more. You know, we want to sit in the pocket with him. We want to bang with him. The name of our training camp was called Shut Him Down. We basically name our training camps. You know, and the name of this camp was Shut Him Down. So that is our game plan, to shut this guy down.
What about his power? Does that play into effect? I mean, he can crack a little bit.
Oh, yeah, indeed, man. He can crack, but, you know, we can take a punch. You know, that's the major thing. So he's up in my division. He's up in my weight class. And, you know, I just want to let the world know this is my division. You know, Steve Eustace Cunningham is the cruiserweight champion of the world, you know, in Jesus' name. We're going to just handle business accordingly.
Now, you got David Hay Movada division. That was a fight that you were hoping for, also a fight that he was kind of hoping for as well a little bit, that that you thought would have really put the cream of the crop on the cruiserweight division. You've stated many times over the past couple of years that you want to stay at cruiserweight and legitimize the division.
Uh-huh.
Does that seem like it's more likely now that, you know, even though like some of the bigger guys have moved out or look like they're on their way out, does it seem more likely that you would stick around as a cruiserweight or move up to heavyweight where there's more familiar names?
No, it's not my, it's not our goal to move up right now. You know, we totally want to be the face of the cruiserweight division, to give the networks a reason to check us out. You know, and then most of the time at cruiserweight, they go up to heavyweight, you know, in search of that money, those big paydays. And I mean, truthfully, I'm not chasing money. Of course, I want to make big money for my fight, but I'm not going to chase the money like that. I'd rather give America and the boxing world a cruiserweight champion that they can be familiar with and relate to, you know.
Now, you know, I know you enjoyed your travels overseas. You've been overseas in the Navy, and you've fought overseas as a professional boxer. But the one thing that you always complained about was that, or that you always found frustrating, was that nobody's ever seen you in the United States, on United States television. Now you're on Versus. It's kind of, they have a strategy where they're like the new boxing network with new ideas and different structures. A match made in heaven of sorts that you're on versus a boxer who's trying to be progressive in his own right on a network that's progressive in their own right?
Hold up, say that again? It was jumbled up. I'm sorry.
Well, I was trying to tie in you being on versus and that, you know, finally, you know, you get some United States TV airtime And do you feel it's even more fitting that you're on Versus, which is a new and progressive station, the network's looking to promote boxing?
It's pretty up. First, you know, it's awesome that they picked the fight up. It's beautiful, man. They're basically a new network. They're exciting. People are taking to them. And, you know, you got a new champion coming through, a new look, a new everything. You know, this is my first American televised bout, you know, in my professional career. And, you know, it's only fitting, you know, that we get there with this new network. And hopefully we can have a long-lasting relationship with them from this.
No, don't lie to me here. You're getting a little nervous knowing that, you know, your entire family is going to be able to view it live on a big TV as opposed to trying to find an internet feed.
Indeed, man. It's always nervousness dealing with a fight, you know. It's just about how you handle those nerves, you know what I mean? You got to get those nerves under control so you can use them for energy and be able to perform. You know, my thing is when I get in the ring, I'm only concerned about my trainers, what they say, and my wife, you know, I can hear her voice. Everybody else is blacked out, man. I'm in there to win. In there to win.
You made a mention of your wife. She also acts as your manager as well. It's a real tight-knit group you're with. Kind of, you know, it's very family-based. You know, you got two children, little Steve and Kennedy.
Kennedy, yeah.
Tell us about, like, how they play into your training as well, because you spend a lot of time at home helping raise the kids, too. That's got to get in the way a little bit. Does that kind of motivate you a little bit?
Yeah, my family motivates me more than anything. I mean, we're a boxing family anyway. Little Steve trains with me in the gym. Now my daughter, she's able to leave the house and everything, and she's been to the gym numerous times. But, you know, just even looking at my daughter, when I look at my daughter, I see faith. You know, I see faith living, breathing, and walking and talking, you know, in her. And I see a strong fighter. You know, she's won battles in the hospital that, you know, I wouldn't imagine facing. So, you know, looking at her gives me courage and extra strength. Like, wow, I can do it. You know, I know I can do it. I know I can get out here and fight this guy and beat this guy. You know, she's got strength and power to win her battles. I can win mine, you know.
Now that your wife is acting as the manager, do you guys ever butt heads a little bit?
Are we what?
Do you guys ever get into arguments over your career?
Oh, I think that's the best, one of the best people to have as a manager. I mean, my wife has a marketing degree from Boston University, so she's not just in there, you know, trying to look pretty or nothing. But, you know, so, and then we've been around boxing for years, so we kind of know the business is still, we got a lot to learn, but she's handling herself pretty good. We don't argue about anything. She knows what I want. And truthfully, you know, all these guys, managers and trainers that you meet, they say, oh, I love you, man, and I've got your best interest at heart. Who better to have your best interest at heart than your wife? You know what I'm saying? So
when
we go to the negotiating table, when we negotiate, you know, it's really what I want. You know, it's not no junk, no garbage. It's you know, it's real. This is what Steve wants. She knows what I want. And she can even answer some questions without me, you know.
Yeah, that's true. She has done it for us in the past as well.
Yeah.
Steve, that concludes the interview. You know, if you want to shout anyone out or anything like that or some last words before you enter the ring and face Thomas Adamek at the Prudential Center tomorrow night. The televised portion of the show starts at 8 p.m. on Versus.
I just want to thank everybody, man, for their prayers. We had a lot of people, you know, putting up prayers to God in Jesus' name for us, man. I'd like to thank them for that. Thank everybody for their faith, I'd like to thank the fans who continually supported me, even through the Poland fiasco. And you see, we still have, we're still champion. And just thank everybody, man.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate your time. Good luck.
All right.